This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
The total initiative relative to what we're going to do with more Border Patrol and more asylum officers.
President Trump?
I really don't know what he said at the end of that sentence. I don't think he knows what he said either. Look.
Remember that guy? That was Joe Biden. There were times when all of America wasn't quite sure what he was saying, and there were also a lot of times when he was at the beach. Sometimes he was at the beach when executive orders with his name on it were being signed in Washington, D.C. Who was doing that? I think that is a fair question and one that our own Missouri Attorney General Andrew Bailey is asking as well. And Mr. Attorney General, welcome back. How are you?
Hey, thank you so much for having me on.
Hey, wouldn't it be great if you could go on vacation and still get all your work done?
Well, I think it's even more scary than that. I think it's what if there was someone who wasn't mentally competent to form an intentional mental state and other people were signing documents on his behalf without his knowledge. And let's add a constitutional element to this. This is a fraud perpetrated on the American people of constitutional proportion because only one person can exercise the authority of the President of the United States. Under Article 2 of the United States Constitution, all executive authority is vested in a singular President of the United States. If he wasn't operating that auto pin, if he wasn't authorizing his signature to be affixed to those documents, if he didn't understand what those documents did, they have no legal validity. And so we've got to continue to fight for transparency and accountability for those staffers around him that were running the government in his stead.
So, I mean, what's the implication there? You asked the DOJ for some of these documents. You've got Pam Bondi in charge up there now. Let's assume that we discover on a couple of these where people were pardoned, who maybe got blanket pardons, that it was the auto pen that did it, and some 24-year-old staffer and not the President of the United States. Do those get overturned?
Well, they're not legally valid in the same way that if you have a relative who signs a will and their mental faculties aren't such that they understand the document they're signing, that will can then be challenged in probate court afterward. It's the same. That happens hundreds of times a day across courtrooms in the state of Missouri and across the United States of America. It's the same thing here. But again, we're not talking about the disbursement of assets after a relative's demise. We're talking about constitutional authority. So we sent a letter to the Inspector General at DOJ to ask the Inspector General to review the matter. And again, let's hold those accountable who were running the government in the president's stead. I question the legal validity, and I think those documents that we're talking about certainly could be challenged in court. But I would offer something else, Mark. Look, even if Biden's pardon of, say, Anthony Fauci is valid, even if it is, and I would contest that, but even if it is, he was never pardoned for state offenses.
Is it easy to detect if something was signed with that? Because I just don't know how that works. Like, would it look just like his typical signature? Is there an easy way to tell a difference?
Yeah, there is a forensic analysis that goes on. And I think it was the Heritage Foundation that over the weekend, after we sent our letter last week, the Heritage Foundation published accounts where they had done an analysis of every document he signed. And they all looked way too identical to have been done by an individual person. They were done by an auto pin, except for the letter where President Biden announced that he wasn't running for re-election. That's the only one that they can authenticate as him having signed. But again, this sort of handwriting analysis goes on in courtrooms across the country in criminal trials all the time, or in instances where testamentary instruments like wills are being contested in probate court. So this isn't new or novel, but the distinction here is it's a fraud of constitutional proportion.
I want to congratulate you on this massive win, the $24 billion lawsuit against China, for accusing them basically of what, hoarding like protective supplies during the COVID pandemic? Is that what it was?
Yeah, well, thank you. This is a huge win for the people of the state of Missouri who still demand justice for the wrongs perpetrated during the COVID-19 pandemic. We know China created the virus and then unleashed it on the world, suppressed information that the world needed to respond to the virus, and then mass-produced medical equipment that they then hoarded and deprived to the people of the United States and the people of Missouri. There's a statute on the books. It's a federal statute called the Foreign Sovereign Immunities Act. It's been on the books since 1976. And it allows states to redress grievances against foreign countries. That was the basis of the claim. My predecessor and friend, Eric Schmidt, filed the suit in 2020. It was dismissed at the trial court level. I appealed it on my first few months on the job, won at the 8th Circuit Court of Appeals. And just last month, we went to trial, put on evidence. And I'm proud to say that last Friday, the judge awarded the people of the state of Missouri $24 billion with a B dollars. We now need to find Chinese assets owned in Missouri or across the United States of America and seize those assets and have them sold so that we can recoup that judgment. I'm never going to stop fighting for justice for the people of the state of Missouri from the wrongs of COVID.
Well, I mean, first of all, I know there's a lot of land in dispute in the state of Missouri and a lot of people that would love to see that returned to U.S. ownership. But what has China's reaction been to that threat?
Well, it's not been good, that's for sure. They did not participate in the litigation, despite the fact that they do business in the United States of America and are certainly subject, those business interests are subject to the laws of the United States of America. They had to have known that the Foreign Sovereign Immunities Act created some amount of liability for them. They were served notice of the litigation and given an opportunity to participate, offer any mitigating evidence or defenses. They couldn't even bother to show up. That's how little they think of these United States of America. They couldn't show up to court when sued. And so we got a default judgment. They're now crowing about how unjust it is, but like, that's why we have courts. They might not understand that because it's a communist dictatorship, but at the end of the day, they had an opportunity, and I think that speaks to their culpability. They knew they were wrong and that they had not a scintilla of evidence in defense.
Wow. Attorney General Andrew Bailey, we appreciate your time this morning, my friend. Thank you.
Thanks, guys. Talk soon.
Yes, sir. We'll talk again very soon. Good to get him on here on both of those big issues.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. but that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almased. Almased is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almased. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, non-stop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.